Kenny Nuptials Cot. We'll get to that later in the week. Tigers trade deadline, revisit it. A little bit of the Philly series redux. What's your read? You've had a chance to kind of settle in, emotionally settle. Did the Tigers do enough in your world? And look, I'm not trying to take pot shots at any of the other shows, but I mean, I was told earlier today, another show on this station said no to a Stephen Kwan trade for Parker Meadows. I can't help you. I can't help you. So, hey, a lot of people think everything's fine, and that's cool. I think you're good, but I think you got to be great to win a World Series. I have a hard time. I didn't see it before the deadline. What do you think I'm going to tell you today? And I just don't like the thought process for me personally as a fan. That's what I am. I'm not interested in a franchise that, hey, let's be good. Let's make sure we get a seat at the table. And that's as far as that goes. And you read the Evan Petzl piece and it's, how did you expect to get anything done if you weren't willing to give up anything of substance? And then, yeah, I admit this. This is the fan in me. I'm admitting this. It's hard for me to watch Philly get the guy that I wanted, and they're doing the grand entrance, and he rolls in the game, and you have absolutely no chance of hitting what he's throwing.
Yeah.
None. And he's going to be a Philly for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not when Scott Harris goes up to the podium and goes, well, I didn't want to do anything I'd be haunted by. How would you be haunted by getting the best closer in baseball who signed for 3 years?
Because you're looking down the line. But what if this guy, any of my prospects actually turn out to be that? But here's the thing. The majority of them won't. History says it's not favoring those guys. It's history is saying maybe one or two comes back to haunt you. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or you could take what's behind door number one, the sure thing. You Brother, know what you're getting.
My man, I'm living it right now. And I'm not asking anyone to cry for me. I'm just saying, hey, Anthony Volpe, Jason Dominguez, these guys were, Dominguez was called a Mickey Mantle clone. Oh, okay. Remember Clint Frazier? Like the Yankees, I'm living it now. Yeah. So it's real. Prospects to me, weaponize them, deal for guys with term. And when you got a chance to win a World Series, give it your best, put your best foot forward. As long as I wasn't dealing Clark or McGonagall or Rainier.
Well, that's just it.
I was willing.
If you have a realistic chance at winning the World Series, that's when you go all in. If you're a fringe team and you're just like, well, I don't even know if we're going to make the playoffs. No, you don't do that.
Hell, the Yankees and Mariners did more, and they're fringy.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't think the Yankees are any good. I've said this. But what did they do? Oh, yeah, how did it work out Friday? Okay, let's take a one-game sample size.
The bullpen, I know.
Let's go to the people. We go to John 97.1. Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing, brother?
Good. What's on
I'm
your
glad
mind?
You're back. I wish you would have not taken that last week off. I had to wait to listen to you today, but I'm glad you're back.
Oh, come on. Listen. The baseball was going to be here no matter what. What do you got?
You're right. Just real quick, I got a different take on Scott Harris and the offer to Bregman. I think that offer, he knew that Bregman and Boris were not going to take it. That's why they released it after he refused and signed with Boston and let it out. Hey, I made this great offer. He refused it. He knew people would say, yeah, that was a good offer, and just accept it. Well, it's not okay. All he had to do was, put a couple opt-in years? You don't want to pay the man after a year or two. Let him walk. You don't have to pay him then. But you got what you needed. If we had Bregman, let's be serious and talk about this. He's going to take us to the World Series this year. So that's just my take. I could be wrong. It's my opinion. But I think he did that offer knowing that they weren't going to take it.
You know, look, can I prove you wrong? No. I can't prove you right. But, John, look, I thought they made a credible offer, and I'm not going to kill them about the opt-out stuff because let's be clear about something. John, by going with the Red Sox, Bregman got more money than Aaron Judge on an AAV basis. I was never going there. With the idea that he would opt out if he was good, and you're stuck at an Aaron Judge number if he's bad, that is a one-sided deal. Mm-hmm. Now, I've defended the organization on that. I can't defend the deadline, and I won't try. I'm also not screaming about it because I've had Rico screaming at me for weeks that they weren't going to do anything, and he's right, and that's why he's wearing his rose-colored polo.
Is that why?
I know you.
So let's go happy that you're back, bud.
Thank you. Let's go to Logan, 97.1. Logan, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, Mike. I just thought I'd like to give my take that it's not that I guess I'm, you know, okay with the deadline. I would have liked them to do more, obviously. But with that being said, it was obvious that they didn't deem, you know, any moves worth it, because I believe that their plan is they're going to be moving in the offseason, just like they tried to do this offseason.
Yeah.
They tried to plug a gap with Bregman. You know, they're going to be able to use then all these prospects and go after all 32 teams now, because in the offseason, everyone's in it, right? So essentially, they now have the ability to go in this offseason, be strategic with what holes we show this playoffs, and then have another year with Scooble, potentially make a big move. I'm not saying they will or won't, but they could, and then potentially, you know, be more strategic this next deadline. Because the way I look at it is, in order to go all in at the deadline, you have to believe you can win a World Series before the deadline. Now, I think a lot of teams like the Phillies, you know, and some other teams, they could before the deadline. Now they have an even better chance. Like you had just said, Mike, if you didn't believe they could beforehand, I think that's what the office saw as well. And there's nothing they could do to patch all the holes to make everything okay. You know, so again, I think they're being more strategic. And I don't really know what Rico's talking about being 4 or 6 years away. I mean, McGonagall could be on the team next year. He's in Double-A right now. So, you know, there's just a bunch of possibilities for them to do whatever they want to do now with Scooble window still. You know,
Logan, when I say 4 years away, I'm saying that you're that really good major league player, because it's still going to be a learning curve once you get to the league. Rarely do you just come up here and knock the cover off the ball immediately.
I mean, McGonagall could be.
Yeah, but no one's talking. But Logan, you got to stop. See, hold on. We got to pump the brakes on this. No one's talking about McGonagall. He was never available for trade. There was never going to be a player where his name would come up. And if a team asked for him, the answer is no. So hold on. They can ask for whatever they want. Here's what we have. The Tigers weren't even talking about prospect 8, 9, 10, 12. That's in the Petzold piece. So don't bring up McGonagall as a way to, like, crutch this. No one is saying McGonagall's 4 years away. We're saying the rest of these prospects, you know, the Chris Rodriguez's of the world, etc. Yeah, they are, Logan. And if Durin for 3 years, I don't care.
And I get that. And I guess that's not the point I was trying to make. I guess I'm trying to say that you could deal all those guys in the off season for a more strategic approach. So they're just being more strategic about this with a team that they didn't believe could do it, you know, beforehand. And they're not going to be able to, they're not going to give up some guys just to potentially try to patch it and win it this year, when next year they have a huge ability.
But what's not strategic about a Griffin Jacks or a Yoan Duren? Like, what's not strategic about guys with 3 years of term that are elite?
Right. I mean, Scott Harris must have thought that the return on that must not have been, you know, or what they were going to be giving up was not in their plan. You have to think about what he said at the start of his tenure, which was he wants to make this place a place where people want to come and get better.
Right,
so
but
I don't
Logan,
think he's ever in the position of trying to give away guys that he believes can do that.
But Logan, here's the thing, too. You don't want to sit there and wait until next year, because next year you could be the Orioles where it all fell apart.
How dare you?
And what happened? Right now, you're going to the playoffs, so let's take advantage.
And we're up against it. We'll continue this in a moment.